And it's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It is February 21st. It's Wednesday, 2018. We have about 11 ships on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, in addition to the threat of some snow, we have on the Columbia River bar this morning combined seas 2 to 4 feet through tonight. Seas will temporarily build to near 5 feet during those maximum ebb current times that I was talking about yesterday. So we have one around 8:15 this morning, one around 8:30 this evening, about 12 hours apart. So about every 12 hours, there is a max ebb current period on the bar, which is that area right at the mouth of the river where the river meets the sea, where things can become. It's a really dynamic area, lots of forces acting, and when that heavy current slams into the ocean there at the mouth of the river, it's really sloppy. It can be like a washing machine there. And so if you have bad weather on a strong ebb like that, those tend to be times when you might see the Columbia River bar be on red status, as they call it, or closed, where the Columbia River bar pilots, who are responsible for shepherding those vessels in and out, say the conditions are just too difficult. So when you hear about things in the wintertime, sometimes the bar is closed. You can go to the Columbia River bar pilots website and see a little indicator there on their website that indicates that the bar is closed, meaning that they have suspended pilotage services. It's usually because of weather conditions that include wind, precipitation, and sea state. And the sea state is what's happening in the water. And so if water is just churning around out there, lots of eddies, sneaker waves, breaking surf, things like that, which tend to happen during those ebb current times, those max ebb current times, those are the most problematic times on the bar. And the bar is a very dangerous place, even at the best of times. That's why it has its own weather forecast. Overall, in our marine weather forecast, northeast winds today, 10 to 15 knots, easing to 5 to 10 knots in the morning. Excuse me, then backing around to the northwest in the afternoon. Wind waves from the northeast today, 2 feet at 4 seconds apart, shifting around to the northwest at 4 seconds in the afternoon, with northwest swells 4 feet high at 11 seconds and a chance of rain late. So whenever you see those waves shifting direction during the day, it means the wind is shifting direction. And since our weather systems are rotating in a counterclockwise direction as they move, those low pressure systems moving over our area, you can sort of tell if you sort of think about it, a rotating circle. As a weather system moves across our area, the wind direction will change. And so that changing of the wind indicates that a storm system is moving over our area, and we're due to have one again. Right now, it looks like we're sort of in a holding pattern. There's nothing particularly happening out there except that it's cold. It's 33 degrees on the Tilcombe House porch in beautiful downtown Astoria right now, so it's below freezing. But tonight, this weather system is approaching. Later on, it'll get here, and then it will bring us rain and more snow later on. Let's take a look at our ship schedule for the day. We have 2 inbounders, 4 in the Astoria Anchorage, 1 in the Rice Island Anchorage, a little bit upriver from Astoria, and 4 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Cygnus Leader. She's arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia, headed for Vancouver, Washington. She is she's got brand new Subarus on board, and she will pass Astoria maybe around 2:30 p.m. and arrive at the port of Vancouver maybe about 8:30 in the evening. So 2:30 this afternoon. It's about a 6-hour trip upriver. And those car docks are very interesting. They're actually floating docks that go up and down with the tide, so that the angle of the ramp that the cars drive off on is always the same. Because if you've ever seen a ship, like a bulk carrier at the dock, or any kind of a vessel at the docks here in Astoria are floating docks where recreational vessels are moored. Depending on whether the tide is low, the ramps on those docks can be very, very steep. And so the car docks are specially designed to preserve that ramp angle so that they can safely drive those cars on and off. The SFL Kent is our next inbounder. She's arriving from Grays Harbor, Washington, headed for the Vancouver Anchorage. She will be passing Astoria maybe around 3:30 p.m. That would put her in the Vancouver maybe around 9:30 this evening. In the Astoria Anchorage, the Omicron Trader is leaving the anchorage around 5 o'clock. She's going upriver to pick up wheat. That would put her in the Portland area maybe around 11 p.m. The Clipper Vision is awaiting orders, along with the Ultra Cougar and the Resurgence. They are all vessels that I think may be picking up wheat. So we may have all wheat bulk carriers in the anchorage today. But not all of them are going upriver yet. And the Mont Blanc Hawk is awaiting orders in Rice Island. She's also a wheat ship. In our outbounders, we have the ATB Sound Reliance. She's leaving Portland. She's a petroleum carrier. She'll probably leave around 5 a.m. That would put her past Astoria outbound maybe around 11 o'clock this morning. The Urgina Luck is leaving Kalama. She could also be another wheat ship, leaving around 12:30. That would put her past Astoria maybe around 5:30 p.m. And the New Keeper is leaving Vancouver around 2:30, so maybe around 8:30 p.m. you might see her running lights going past Astoria. The Union Mariner is our final outbounder for the day, leaving Portland with wheat on board around midnight, so maybe around 6 a.m. you might see her pass by Astoria. And let me see what I've got for you in terms of audio today. Yes, file came across on our network. Okay, I've been talking about dredging. And I think dredging is one of the most unsung but very interesting things that happens on the river. Without dredging, ship traffic simply would not be able to stay in the river for very long. So much silt is dragged down the river by the current and by the just forces of nature on the river that just massive amounts of silt are deposited on a daily basis. And so we're going to hear Astoria Port Director Jim Knight talking a little bit about some of the difficulties the port has with keeping the area around their docks dredged.
It's a six-week window of opportunity to do the dredging. It's from November until February. It's a little bit more than a six-week period. The dredging season typically begins in late November and typically ends in February. So we're coming close to the end of that period right now.
So why is there a dredging season? What are the restrictions
for? It's because of the passage of fish. So migrating fish into our body of water, the Columbia River, that's the fish begin their migration, depending upon the species, in February. So that's the end of the dredging season, because we don't want to disturb the soils or produce not contaminated waters, but cloudy waters where fish can lose their way in migration, depending upon the clarity of the water and the visibility. So to protect the species of fish and the continued benefit that they provide all of us is why dredging windows are dredging windows. It's to protect fish.
So then during the six-week period, you try to dredge about 10 feet of silt at least.
Correct.
Wow.
It's a lot. So we do it with our own equipment. Our own equipment was originally built in the 1960s. And so we hold it together with baling wire and duct tape, so the saying goes. But we do spend an inordinate amount of time of replacing broken parts that are on the dredge. It's difficult work under difficult environments, and many times you're not really sure what's on the ground underwater. If we hit something that could damage our equipment, that happens occasionally. Typically, it's parts of a submerged vessel or logs that have drifted down and then ultimately waterlog and sink to the bottom. Those are the common hazards that we will find in our waterways.
And that was Port of Astoria Executive Director Jim Knight. We'll talk more about dredging tomorrow on the Ship Report.